Shalom Aleichem, welcome everyone. As we prepare for Shabbos, Parshas Devarim, Shabbos Chazoin, a wonderful Shabbos, an extraordinary Shabbos, a Shabbos of opportunity to really develop a closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hatzloch and Avedas Hashem. The most wonderful Shabboses are the ones that have within them a message that gives us focus. And let's talk a little about Sefer Devarim and Shabbos Chazoin. Sefer Devarim, Moshe Rabbeinu talks to Klal Yisrael, the first section of the parasha, of the Sefer, the first two parashiyos, he gives them Musar. And the theme of Musar throughout the Sefer is the Musar of Yiras Hashem, as well as a constant reference of Halachta Bidrach, of going in the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a very interesting mimer, a fascinating mimer, Pachad Yitzchak on Shabbos, mimer Beis. The Pachad Yitzchak, he says that there's a toss, a mistake that's common regarding Yerushalayim. He says it's so common that the one who published the Sefer Taim and Devaira in his introduction made a mistake. He quotes from the introduction to Sefer Taim and Devaira that all the midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of Halachta Bedrachan, all the midas that we have are midas of Hashem that we're supposed to emulate. Be a Rachum, to be a Chanun, to be a Nisein, etc. He says, except for what? Yira. The midah of Yira, Chas v'Shalom, Hashem has no fear, has no Yira. And therefore, that's the one midah that's not included in V'Halachta Bedrachav. The Pachad Yitzchak writes, Zuhi Tos Garua Ma'ayit. It's an incredible mistake. It's a big error. He says, there's no midah type in the world that's not found in the Bayrei Olam. And therefore, if a person understands Yirah is to be afraid of someone bigger and more powerful, obviously that's not the Midah of Yirah. Rav Huna writes is that a person has two kaiches, the kaiche of his pashtus, of doing, of spreading, of making more happen, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did in the Yemei Bereishis, the days that he created. And then there's a kayach of tzimtzum, of restraint, of holding back. And that's what the Bayrei Olam did when Shabbos came. The kayach of tzimtzum was to restrain and say, die, this is the amount of bria I want to do. And Kaviyachu Hashem says, after that comes restraint, comes tzimtzum. Yira, he says, is the midah of tzimtzum. The midah of being able to do and saying, I want to do, I have a cheshi to do, and I'm holding myself back. That's what the Ramban means in Parshas Yisrei, when he says that a mitzvah saseh is rooted in Ahavas Hashem, and a lois saseh is rooted in Yiras Hashem. Now, of course, both involve Yira, both involve Ahava. But the root of a mitzvah saseh is to do, his pashtus, Ahava. The root of a lois aseh is to restrain oneself, to hold oneself back. Yira. That's the aside in the idea and the avoida of Yira, to be able to restrain oneself. Comes the 3 weeks, the 9 days. The avoida of halacha is restraining yourself. It's uncomfortable not to take a comfortable shower every day. It's uncomfortable to wear clothing that has already been pre-worn. It's uncomfortable to limit what a person needs. But the avoda of Yira that's connected to Shabbos Chazoin, that's connected to the Churban Beis Hamikdash, is the ability to restrain yourself, to hold yourself back, to not follow all the whims and the desires that a person has. It's a tremendous insight into the Midah of Yerushalayim. The Midah of Yerushalayim is the Midah of being able to restrain yourself, to hold yourself back, to do only what is appropriate to do. And with something inappropriate to hold it back, there's more geschmack in doing. There's more geschmack in doing. Restraining yourself, it's a more difficult avodah. But that's the midah of Yira. The midah of Yira is to restrain when it's appropriate to restrain, to hold yourself back when it's appropriate to hold yourself back. It's a tremendous insight that it says in the Sefer Pachad Yitzchak. There was a young man who was dating in the yeshiva. So his mother was trying to assess whether he's really into it, whether he's really ready to get engaged. So she asked him, do you think of her all the time? Wherever you're going, do you think of her? He said, no. So she's worried. So Rav Bacher came over to me in yeshiva. He said, my mother says I should be thinking of her all the time. So I told him, that's not Ava. I don't think of my wife a whole day. He doesn't think of his wife a whole day. It's not what he's busy doing. It means that when something comes up of significance, a person has his wife in mind. But a person doesn't think of no such thing that you think of her all day. That's not a normal thing. He came back to me the next day. He said, I told my mother what you said, that a husband doesn't think of his wife all day. So his mother came back to him later. She said, you know, I think your Rebbe is wrong. I asked Tati, do you think of me all day? He said, of course I do. So you see, that's the midah. I told him, yes, yes, yes. You'll do like your father. Whenever your wife asks you if you think of me all day, you'll say yes. But think of me all day doesn't mean wherever you go, you think of the person. It means that it's always in your consciousness. It's always in your awareness that the two of you are building a life together. But you're not thinking and longing for her all day. The time to spend time together, the time to spend time apart. Rav Hunter is saying that the midas of Ava and Yira are the midas of certain kechus ha-nefesh, of tzimtzum. In the case of Yira, of Hispashtus, and in the case of Mitzvah Saseh and Ava, the two midas are fundamental midas. It doesn't mean you walk around in love of Hashem all day, or you walk around in fear of Hashem all day. It means you walk around with an awareness of the fact that you're a person with purpose, a person with tavois, with commands in this world, and to try to do the things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mitzvah you. Let me move on to what appears to be a technical word regarding the parasha, and let's see how technical it is. Well, let's start at least with an admonition to somebody who's learning about Kaira. We have in Perek Aleph Pasuk Chavtes, the word Tiron, and in Perek Beis Pasuk Dal, the word Vayiru. Now, the way I just pronounced them is incorrect, changes the meaning. What do you mean? Tiron means you will see. Vayiru means, and they saw. In both of these cases, the word is not a lashon of Riyah, of seeing, but a lashon of Yira, of fear. And therefore, the shva under the resh is a shva na, meaning tira'un, vayira'u. Vayira'u, when it's yira, as a shayrish, generally has two yuds. Why two yuds? Well, the first yud has a chirik under it. A chirik male is a chirik followed by a yud. It's like a naihi is a chirik, and the yud afterwards makes it a chirik male. Tira'un, when there's an extra yud, is a lashon, is a tenua gedayla, is a chirik male, which is always followed by a shva na. So it's vayira'u tira'un. Rashi brings this in Bereishis mem gimel yudches, vayira'u ha'anoshim ki huvo beis yaisit. Well, maybe it means the people saw they were brought to the house, to the palace of yaisit. Or maybe it means they were afraid. So Rashi udechilu, kasim b'shtei yudin. Rashi says the lashon of fear, vayiru ha'anoshim. The verse says vayiru, then it means to see. A person always has to know, is the meaning of the word see, as in the mishpatim chatalid yud vayiru as the lekei Yisrael vayechlo v'yishdu vayiru, that means they saw, or is it as we say every day vayosh Hashem v'yavos Yisrael before as yashir. We say, Vayiru ha'ames Hashem, Vayaminu b'Hashem u'v'Moshe Avdai. Vayiru ha'ames Hashem. People fear God, Vayaminu b'Hashem u'v'Moshe Avdai. So the cloud is that when it's a lashon of Yira, the resh is a shva na. It's a shva that's pronounced. Both of the places I mentioned this week's parashat is that way. It means fear. Vayiru ha'ames Hashem, Vayaminu b'Hashem with Moshe Ante. There's one place where the two come together. The Parashas Chukas, Perek Chav, Pasuk Chav Tes, Vayiru Kol Ha'edo Ki Gova Aaron. And the people saw that Aaron had died. Vayiru Kol Ha'edo Ki Gova Aaron. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah Dav Gimel, Atikri Vayiru Ela Vayiru. Ki Mishamish B'dal Dil Shainas. Meaning that Vayiru Ki Gova Aaron. Ki means that. The people saw that Aaron died. But ki sometimes means because. That doesn't make sense. They saw because Aaron died. No. It means they feared. They had fear because Aaron died and then Ani Akavid left. That's a shtek Gemara. So the Gemara says you could the pshat in the pasuk is they saw. Atikri vayiru, ela vayiru. So what's the difference between the two? Atikri vayiru. Don't read it vayiru, ela vayiru. What do you mean? They're both vayiru. No, no. One is a lashin with a resh, just a shvanach, lashin of seeing. Vayiru kalayidu ki gavaret. And the other one is vayiru with a shvan of the resh. They had fear because Aaron died. The stakwa nani akavit. And they were afraid that they were exposed to the umasayim of the Canaanim who now came to attack them. So it's a big aside in anytime you're reading a word with a resh aleph in the verb, to know if the shayrish is resh aleph hey, a lashon of seeing, or the shayrish is yud resh aleph, a lashon of fearing, and the difference in pronunciation is if the resh is a resh that has a shva na by yiru'u. So tiru'un by yiru'u, in this week's parasha, something very important to understand. There's really something much more fundamental here. What's fundamental here is, Taka, why is it halay davaru? Isn't it a strange thing that two so radically different words should really come to the same spelling? The shayrish is not the same spelling, but the main part of the shayrish is ra and yira. Seems to be quite similar. I saw, if I understood correctly, from the close of my Rebbe, they printed Al HaTayr, they took from his drashas, his Rav Malka drashas, and created on the Parshia, Sefer Al HaParshiyos. And there, he says, the reason it is this way is because Yira comes from Ria. When you see, it affects you. It affects you. A person has to pick himself up and go and be influenced. You want to be influenced, you have to see. You want to be influenced by Hanukkah God? You see, you go there, you see Vaisim Tovim. Clearly the other way. If someone sees something improper, Haraya Saita B'Kukula, Yazir Asra Min Ayayin. Meaning, if you see, the Riyah is the key for a person to have the proper Yira. And this is a Yisai Gadol in Avodas Hashem, the connection Riyah and Yira. A person is influenced by what he sees. That's why you have to see good things. First, you have to see good things. Sifrei Kabbalah, it says, when you see somebody being the Chal Shabbos, you should say to yourself, Shabbos, Shabbos. You should say to yourself, Hatayim is Shabbos. Because the Riyah can influence a person. When a person sees something improper, he has to remind himself of his commitment to doing things that are proper. In Yerushalayim, the custom to scream Shabbos, Shabbos when they see cars comes from this idea to not be influenced. Now, sometimes it turns into a shouting match, but really you're supposed to be saying it to yourself, supposed to be influencing yourself. The chutzar, if we see someone driving, we assume he's not Jewish. We don't know if he's Jewish. They see a yidni, Machal Shabbos, you say Shabbos, Shabbos. Ria is an opening to Yira. A person's feelings, his ability to control himself, to restrain himself, to do things that are correct. You see someone doing something wrong and having a yirida, it should teach you yira. Yira is what? Fear? No, more than that. Yira is the ability to restrain yourself, to do the things that you have to do. And so we move in a week that will culminate in Tisha B'Av, in a day of tremendous Avodas Hashem. Tremendous Avodas Hashem, a realization of the fact that this is not the way it's supposed to be. We're standing on the wrong side of the Kaisel. What are we so happy to be at the Kaisel? You should be sad. We're on the wrong side of the wall. We're standing here in a place and a time that we're getting closer to the Geula Be'ezus Hashem. And in order for that Geula to come, we need to make ourselves better. And that's our goal as we approach the Avodah, the true Avodah of Tisha B'Av, of being able to do the things that we need to do. A good Shabbos, a meaningful kindness to one and all.